of America. Friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
Sporty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sunny Young in Washington. Welcome to a special May 18th Basketball Africa League edition of the Sunny Side of Sports.
Voice of America!
The Voice of America is an official broadcasting partner of the new league, and we'll give you daily updates on the 12-team BAL tournament right through to the final on May 30th in Kigali, Rwanda. In results Monday at the Kigali Arena, basketball clubs from Senegal, Egypt, and Tunisia all won their opening games by big margins. In the first game of the day, AS Douanes of Senegal defeated GS Petroliers of Algeria 94-76. Zamalek of Egypt beat Ferroviario de Maputo of Mozambique 71-55. And in Monday's most lopsided contest, U.S. Monastir of Tunisia trounced GNBC of Madagascar 113-66. Liz Mills is the female head coach of Kenya's national men's basketball team. Coach Mills says Monastir is her pick to lift the trophy in Kigali.
The favorites to win this, and if they don't make the finals, I would be shocked. This will be USM from Tunisia. This is basically the Tunisian national team with some imports. And we all are very aware of how strong their national team is. They're led by who I think is the best point guard in Africa, Omar Abada. And he's surrounded by elite veterans in Makram Ben Romdan and Murad El Mabrouk. So they all start from the Tunisian national team, three starters in your team plus imports. This team is really well coached. They've got a young coach. He's 35. They recently won the Tunisian title again, and they've got great depth. So I would be, they're a team worth keeping an eye on. They've got some great players. And then it's in terms of who they would play in the final, for me, it's either going to be Petro de Luanda from Angola or Zamalek from Egypt.
The Australian coach, Liz Mills, says she's proud to be the first woman to lead a men's national basketball team to a major continental tournament. Mills guided the Kenyan men's team to its first qualification for the AfroBasket Championship Tournament in 28 years. Samson O'Malley reports.
Have Kenya got anything left in the tank? They played so well. It's been an incredible performance. A long two is good! Unreal! Extraordinary play! Extraordinary moment! Kenya have beaten Angola at the buzzer!
And that was how the Morans, Kenya men's national basketball team, created one of the major upsets at the AfroBasket 2021 qualifiers held in Tunisia and Cameroon. The woman behind that success is Australian Elizabeth Mills. Miss Mills is the first woman to coach an African men national basketball team. She has been speaking of her success after she led the Kenyan national basketball team to their first AfroBasket finals after a 28-year wait and the historic defeat of Angola. In the process, she speaks of her journey into the world of basketball coaching.
I started coaching basketball at 16 and then decided to take it pretty seriously by studying sports science and sports management at university, and then I did my master's in coaching in 2013.
The Australian revealed that she has deployed a digital coaching approach to which paid off in their 74-73 defeat of African basketball powerhouse Angola.
Me coming in allowed this team to elevate its game in terms of playing a more international style of basketball that is continental, that we see at FIBA events. So more structure on offense, more strategy on defense, better communication. I think we had players all on the same page, and I brought in data analytics or sports analytics and film analysis, so we were really prepared, and that was our advantage.
It's back to you, Sonny.
Thanks, Samson. That's Samson O'Malley. And I'm guessing Coach Liz Mills might be doing some scouting at the Kigali Arena during the Basketball Africa League tournament. The Kigali Arena will also be the venue for AfroBasket 2021, the Men's Basketball Continental Championship of Africa, at the end of August.
Voice of America!
The Voice of America's special coverage of the Basketball Africa League features commentary from Mukbil Yabaro and Prince Nesta. And on Monday, Mukbil and Prince were joined by Cheick Tiero, a former professional basketball player from Mali, who works for the VOA's French to Africa service. Let's listen in now to their post-game thoughts after that big victory by the Tunisian club Monastir.
We are back, VOA listeners. This is Mukbil Yabaro, and you're listening to special VOA coverage of Basketball Africa League in Kigali, Rwanda. I'm here with my co-host, Prince Nesta, and we are also here with Cheick Tiero. Prince.
Goodness me. What a game. What a blowout victory, Mukbil. Oh, my. I mean, if you look at the most, they really had excellent communication. You know, for them to have like 113-66 against DNDC, which, you know, is actually, they were coming into this tournament as a really, really effective team. I mean, they have been known to be the team with great chemistry and, you know, fighting spirit, but, you know, I may not count them out just yet. I'm sure they're going to be going back to the drawing board and finding out where the rain started beating them. But I would say they will have a lot to work on. I mean, you know, they were quite affected by the injury earlier on of Bradley. But, you know, also some cup games I saw Eddie Randria Mampionona, who was actually their number one player, I would say their star player, played really well, showed a glimpse of some good stuff. I mean, great dribbling, you know, he made a couple of some interesting shots. And, you know, we just hope that they're going to be back with their great chemistry that they are known for, and they're going to be putting in more work as far as the next game is concerned. But kudos, you know, to the Tunisian side who actually favorites in this tournament.
Prince, we have, at the moment, we have Mekrem, who is speaking post-game. Let's patch in with him right quick.
For sure, we have like four or five players that have many experience. They play World Cup, they play Olympics game, they play African Cup. For me or Radwan, we already play many like African Cup competition with our team, so we have like good experience. But probably for me, I am a little bit angry because I know the team, they can do better in offense and they can do better in defense. So hope next game will be much better. The experience is very good. So in our team, we have like match up between experienced guy and young guys. We have like 3-4 guys, their first competition here. So we try to help them. And you know, it's not easy. When you have like 12 players, they can play, they can score, every player can score 20 points. It's not easy to control the emotion, it's not easy to control the rhythm. So we try to play like a team. And like today, like maybe 3-4 players that are in shape, maybe next game, 3-4 more players. So this is what we need. We need all 12 players in the tournament.
Well, Makram, I have a question for you, and there's so many Tunisian fans online that want to know, with this scoreline, can you win the first ever Basketball Africa League title?
I think, for me, by personal, we have like good player, we have good team, we have good chemistry, but for me, I don't go to the competition and I already win the title. I prepare game by game, I'm focused for next game. This game is done, and next game, and we will see.
That was Mekrem Rodan. He had 23 points and 10 rebounds, double-double, led the U.S. Montessier to this comfortable victory.
To win the tournament, but to win game by game, which I think is such a fantastic attitude, honestly, because you got to take it one game at a time. And, you know, shout out to some of his colleagues, you know, Firas Layani, Raji Wild, and Chris Crawford, who's actually an American professional basketball player, has featured for, you know, the University of Memphis, and, you know, has also played for the Memphis Tigers, actually, and Tunisia team really showed that they're willing to compete from the beginning to the end. That's what people do everywhere, every high-level basketball here in the United States and anywhere that people are willing to compete. And in the game of competition, if you're trying to play catch-up, and that means you have been punched, you know, the first time, you know, and that's not, you don't want to be on that position like a player, you know, when you have to get punched first before you step up, you know, like we mentioned before, the best way to defend yourself is that you attack first in sports. We see that this Tunisian team did that today by punching the team really hard the first half. And it's very tremendous for performance, man. Like, they score 113 points. And this is what you expect from a professional team to play. You see in NBA, like, everybody score over 100 points a game, you know. It's consistent to score 100 points a game if the game is well taught and well played together as a team. That's what we saw with the Tunisian team.
That's Cheick Tiarro, a former professional basketball player from Mali who works for the VOA's French to Africa service. And Cheick was talking with Mukbil Yabaro and Prince Nesta during VOA Africa's special coverage of the Basketball Africa League in Rwanda. Now let's go to Nigeria, where basketball analysts believe the Basketball Africa League will introduce new innovations and make the game more popular across the continent. Joining us now from Lagos is Iron Mike Mbonye. Sporty greetings, Iron Mike.
Sporty greetings, Sonny. Some Nigerian basketball analysts have been reacting on the Basketball Africa League and what it will bring to the continent. Joe Apo is the secretary of FIBA Africa Zone 3. He says the league has brought a new level of basketball in Africa.
For me, I think that the Basketball Africa League is one of interest. Interest because it has brought a whole new level of basketball in Africa. The environment, what is put down in terms of facilities, the best referees, the best players put together in one arena at the Kigali Arena, it is awesome.
Apple says the quality of play at the inaugural tip-off of the league is exciting.
It behoves that only the best can be seen in BAL. And for the rise of basketball in Africa, I see BAL as one that will go a long way to redefine basketball on the African continent, because it brings in a whole lot of business, a whole lot of opportunity, a whole lot of fun for the players, the coaches, the referees. And generally, I see basketball on a new level in Africa.
Abeka Daudu, head coach of Mark Mentor's Basketball Club of Abuja, a team in Nigeria's Basketball Premier League, says the Basketball Africa League is an innovation that will improve the game in the continent.
The fact that we lack competition in Africa, I mean, this is a welcome idea for us, and we love it. This also will attract professionals outside Africa. I mean, they'll be coming in, they'll be attracted to come and play in our league. From what I've seen so far, I think the quality is not very bad. The quality is good.
Humphrey Onyanabo, head coach of Nigeria's National Under-16 Boys Basketball Team, says the Basketball Africa League is a welcome development. He says the league will make basketball very popular in Africa.
As for the popularity of basketball in Africa, basketball is becoming number two sports. Even here in Nigeria, basketball is number two sports. And in Africa in general, I think basketball is getting to that level where it will be number two sports. I want this opportunity to thank the organizers of the BAL for bringing this. I tell you, by next year or this year, when our leagues comes or any league in Africa, you're going to see how tough it's going to be, because everybody will be looking at how they can represent their country in the BAL.
The Basketball Africa League is Africa's premier men's basketball league, which tipped off on May 16 at the Kigali Arena in Rwanda. It consists of 12 teams and will end on May 30th. For the Sunny Side of Sports, this is Iron Mike Mbonye in Lagos, Nigeria.
Thanks, Iron Mike. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to a special Basketball Africa League edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Basketball Africa League president Amadou Gallo Fall says top NBA coaches and experts offered advice before the BAL tipped off in Kigali.
One of the way we really maximized on the time that we were waiting to decide when we're going to restart the season after we postponed in March 2020, we conducted this BAL leadership series from mid-June to really mid-October, twice a month, where we've had some of the best minds in our game come and conduct these exchanges with our BAL teams. We've had the likes of Coach Greg Popovich from the San Antonio Spurs, Dwayne Casey, head coach of the Detroit Pistons, Steve Kerr at the Golden State Warriors, and also general managers and team presidents like Masai Ujiri, Donnie Nelson at the Dallas Mavericks, R.C. Buford. So we brought really a vast cast of experts to come and share their experiences, to talk about their ways, how do they establish the culture in their franchises, and I'll just provide advice in building a winning sport and basketball organization. And in terms of players, we are expecting a good number of players from all around the world, because the way we structure the rosters for our team, out of the 12-man rosters, there will be 8 national players and then 4 imports. Among those 4 imports, 2 will come from other African countries, and the 2 others will come from anywhere in the world. And we've been getting a lot of inquiries from players who've played all around the world, from the U.S. or different basketball countries in Europe. A lot of American-based players who've had G League experience who are interested in coming to play in the Basketball Africa League.
Basketball Africa League president Amadou Gallo Fall also has not ruled out seeing a women's BAL in the future.
Look, we are committed to growing the sport, you know, really across gender. And I think if you look at all our initiatives at grassroots level, we have, for example, camps and clinics where we have both boys and girls. So in that vein, we have no limit, no restrictions in terms of how far we can go with also building the women's game. Our partner FIBA is also very focused on growing the women's game, and we are right there with them in support. So we have to start someplace, but I have no doubt that, you know, down the line, you know, there will be reason and the impetus to also provide this opportunity for women.
Basketball Africa League president Amadou Gallo Fall says the BAL will be involved in social justice initiatives.
I think this is something that has always been intrinsic in the NBA. Players and coaches and all people involved have always been free to have their opinions and you know, and really participate in the social discourse, you know, to advance communities, to raise issues, to raise awareness. Social responsibility has been at the heart of, you know, really our strategy to, at least in Africa and around the world, expand the NBA's reach. You know, we have been very focused on building communities. Our players have been on the forefront, not just the last 2 years, in terms of, you know, being advocate and being interested in causes that were beyond basketball. So that doesn't stay only in the U.S. You know, a few weeks ago, the NBA Africa and the Basketball Africa League announced our social justice initiative that is going to be focused on really gender equality, fighting gender-based violence in Africa, and promoting girls' education to make sure that young girls have the same opportunities to achieve their dreams as boys. And also another pillar of our social justice initiative is economic inclusion. We are going to promote partnerships with small SMEs from African countries where we do business, where we work to grow our sport, and also beyond. So I think this is nothing new, and we are building on the foundation that started in the U.S. And as we remain part of the NBA family, the Basketball Africa League is part of the NBA families of leagues, like the G League, the WNBA, and 2K. The same values that we have, our players will be free to be involved in causes that is of interest and also in causes that would advance community development.
That's Basketball Africa League President Amadou Gallo Fall speaking with the Voice of America in Johannesburg, South Africa.
Sporting greeting. My name is Coco Victor Anthony. I'm a player of River Supers. You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Thanks.
Take your pick. Watch on television, log on to the internet, or listen right here on the radio. Hello, I am Shaka Fali, the host of Straight Talk Africa from the Voice of America. Straight Talk Africa puts you in touch with newsmakers and experts as they talk about the most important social and political issues that affect you. Tune in Wednesdays at 18:30 UTC right here on VOA Africa.
And to quote Shaka, from the deepest bitter part of the bottom of my heart, I want to give a Sunny Side of Sports salute to Shaka Sali for a memorable career at the Voice of America. Tomorrow, Wednesday, May 19th, will be Shaka's last show as host of Straight Talk Africa. So I hope you'll tune in. It should be a special program. And with the Basketball Africa League tournament taking place in Kigali, here's a fun basketball fact about Shaka Sali. More than a few times over the years, Shaka and I would talk UCLA basketball. Shaka is a proud graduate of UCLA, the University of California at Los Angeles, and invariably, Shaka would bring up the name of the late, great John Wooden, the man who won 10 national titles in a 12-year period as head coach of the UCLA Bruins, including a record 7 in a row. And Shaka would often invoke Coach Wooden's nickname, the Wizard of Westwood. And so, tearing a page from the Wizard's playbook, Shaka, we wish you a magical retirement.
Yo, 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 sporty greetings, man. I'm Evelyn Akato, forward for the Tigress Nigerian Women's National Team and Flams Carolo Basket. Bonjour, bonjour, my people. You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Please continue to stay safe and avoid contacting COVID-19. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Evelyn. Basketball Africa League organizers hope the tournament in Kigali will help spur grassroots development of the sport. In Nigeria's commercial capital, Lagos, a one-week youth basketball clinic was held before the BAL competition. To find out more, Iron Mike Mbonye contacted the clinic's coordinator, who is the assistant coach of Nigeria's national women's basketball team, Peter Amedu.
What we did this year, we started with all with the basketball clinic for children from the age of 6 to the age of 15. We taught them the rudiment, the principles, and the fundamentals of the game, which is the key area whereby kids should start from. And we have a total of about 75 kids, even though the other ones are coming in 2 days later. So it was a great experience in terms of on the camp. And the children came from all over Lagos. Some even came in from Songota. So it's a big plus, and we wish that the program will continue. When we finish the clinic for the kids, we also double into coaching clinic. We start by acknowledging each and every one of the coaches who has been contributing in one way or the other from the grassroots basketball all over Nigeria, because we have coaches from Osun, Ekiti, Ogun, and mostly from Lagos. So it was an avenue for me to be able to bring my expertise, my idea into the table for us to share. And we talked basically on the ethic and principles of coaching. And I tell you, the response was high. We have about 26 coaches that turn up, and when that is done, we'll be able to give out certificates for such, which to encourage them and to know that it is not only about gathering kids and teaching them by not knowing the writing. So that is what we have done. And I'm very grateful to what we have done so far and the response.
What was the response to the clinic? How many teams participated?
It was a great one because after the clinic for the kids, we doubled into coaching clinic for the coaches. And in the Lukuju basketball tournament, which is tagged this year, all academy games, it was a great one. We have the under 15, 12 teams, which was a missed one. We decided to miss the male and the female to make up a team this time because that is the stage whereby most of these kids play together. So we have about 12 teams, and we have the under 18, which basically are only on boys. We have another 13 teams from the under 18. Then we also extended it to the elite, which is we have 6 female team and also 6 male team. So that was a big bomber package for us, and that was why we extended the program for 6 days. We started games, and it wasn't easy, but I tell you, the response was high, the intensity of the game was high, and we got all the best hands of referees from Lagos State and probably from other part of the state to be part of what we're doing, and I tell you, it was a great one, and the joy is there, but we are hoping in the subsequent one, which will come up after the Olympic, which is going to be by August, will be a different ball game.
Did you discover new talents? Is the clinic going to be a continuous exercise?
New talent we discover, really talent. When I mean talent, wrong talent we discover from the clinic and even to the championship. Because most of the kids that we saw here, some of them have not played even in Division 1 or Division 2. They are just upcoming players. So with all I saw, it was a great one. And from this tournament, we were able to pick 12 players, 12 girls, 12 boys that will be going to the elite camp in Abuja for the AAU, because we are preparing towards that area whereby schools in the U.S. are inviting us. The organizer of AAU have invited us to present a team, and which is going to be good for Nigerian basketball, and which is also going to be good for our young adults coming up in basketball. So it is a good relationship that we are creating with a lot of countries. We also got an invitation to Europe, but we are hoping that at the time the pandemic is slowed down, and we should be able to make the arrangement. It might not be this year, but hopefully by next year, we should be able to do the needful. Because our aim right now is to partner with the Nigerian Basketball Federation to take basketball to the greatest height in terms of academic games. And the Warriors Basketball Academy has initiated it. I hope and I believe that the next edition will be a great one. And I want to thank all the key teams that have come from far and near, and especially the coaches, for their commitment and for their effort. And when that is done, then we should be able to say that the basketball has not just only come to stay, but we have come to grow the game. And that is the key point. The joy today, you could see that most of the young kids are the ones that are even drafted into the NBA. We have Precious Achiuwa, who started like every other kid from here, and today is playing NBA. And so we are hoping that if this academic game comes to stay, we'll be having a lot of Precious Achiuwa drafted to big team club in America and also all over part of the world. I want to thank the Nigerian Basketball Federation for the opportunity given to us. I want to thank the Lagos State Basketball Association for a job well done. They have been with us from the beginning to the end. And especially to the Dodan Warriors, which the Warriors Academy was formed out of. The person of Sam Amedu, Colonel Sam Amedu, retired, but he has never been tired, even wherever he is. Communication, trying to make proper arrangements so that the championship will be successful.
That's Peter Amedu, the coordinator of a recent youth basketball clinic in Lagos. And he spoke with Iron Mike Mbonye on the telephone from Lagos, Nigeria.
My name is Coach Peter Afeva Amedu. I'm the assistant coach of the female national team, the Tigres. You are listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Nigeria's men's and women's national basketball teams have both qualified for the Tokyo Olympics. So that means Coach Peter Amedu is checking his travel documents and getting ready for a big trip to the Japanese capital. We're now 66 days away to the opening ceremony for the Tokyo Games. And that wraps up a special May 18th Basketball Africa League edition of the show. Thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
I get it.